Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
I've mentioned it before, but September in Fukuoka is Music Month, a time when the city comes alive with music for the entire month. And this week, I'd like to tell you about a citizen participation music event, Sing Hakata, which will be held this weekend at JR Hakata Station Square. For the past 10 years, the Kyushu Gospel Festival in Hakata has been held, but it has now evolved into Sing Hakata, adding new genres, such as choir and a cappella, alongside gospel. The event will feature guest performances by famous artists and collaboration stages with radio programs. There will also be a general participation stage with three sections, gospel, choir, and a cappella. Attendees can experience the joy of singing together across a wide range of music, from classical to pop. Sing Hakata will take place over the 2 days of this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, September 21st and 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at JR Hakata Station Square. So, be sure to drop by and join in the singing.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now, I have some information from Fukuoka City. Tuberculosis Prevention Week is from September 24th to September 30th. Tuberculosis is a disease caused by the tuberculosis bacteria, primarily affecting the lungs. It's an infectious disease that spreads from person to person. In 2023, 140 new cases of tuberculosis were diagnosed in Fukuoka City. In recent years, there have been cases of group infections occurring in places such as Japanese language education institutions. Symptoms of tuberculosis include coughing, sputum, fever, blood in the sputum, chest pain, fatigue, night sweats, and weight loss. The initial symptoms are similar to a cold. And if you experience symptoms such as a cough lasting more than 2 weeks, sputum production, which is also called mucus, feeling tired, or sudden weight loss, please see a doctor as soon as possible. Early detection and early treatment are important, not only to prevent the disease from becoming severe, but also to protect your family, friends, and workplace from infection. Although contracting TB does not always lead to the disease developing, if the body's immune system cannot suppress the bacteria, it can multiply over time and cause the disease. To prevent infection and disease onset, maintaining good health through sufficient sleep, a balanced diet, and regular exercise is effective. Even if you're diagnosed with tuberculosis, you can recover by following the doctor's instructions and taking the prescribed medication daily. Fukuoka has a medical interpretation call center where you can get help finding a hospital. You can also use it when speaking to a doctor or receiving medication at the hospital or pharmacy. This service is available 24/7 every day. The phone number is 092-733-5429. Once again, that number is 092-733-5429. The service supports 20 languages, so please feel free to consult them if needed. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.